Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting the Islamic State militants. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training. The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. Fred McGurk, the White House envoy to the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, says the program will also work to better equip and provide air support to trusted units on the front lines in Syria.
Is it best to take those guys out and put them through training programs for many weeks, or to keep them on the line fighting and to give them additional enablers and support? I think the latter is the right answer, and that's what we're going to be doing.
The Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
General Hossein Hamadani, a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander, has been killed in Syria. He was advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during his four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebel groups seeking to overthrow him. AP reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers are suspect members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks this year. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has authorized additional measures to help more than 12,000 peacekeepers in South Sudan, there to protect civilians and pressure the warring parties to implement the August 25th peace agreement. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The 15-member council demanded an immediate cessation of all violence as the fragile peace deal continues to suffer violations by both sides. It threatened more sanctions against spoilers to the peace process and those perpetrating attacks against peacekeepers and aid workers. The council urged the Secretary General to complete deployment of the mission, known as UNMISS, to its full strength of 12,500 troops and police, including equipment such as tactical helicopters and unarmed drones to help peacekeepers protect civilians. The decision to use drones in South Sudan has been controversial, with several council members expressing concern about it, including Russia and Venezuela, who abstained in Friday's vote. The government in Juba also strongly opposes the use of drones. The UN has used them in DRC and Mali, saying they are an asset in large, difficult-to-patrol countries with too few troops. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The UN Security Council passed a resolution Friday authorizing the European Union and countries outside the EU to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the refugee crisis in Europe. In the past, the EU focused on search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but with this year's overwhelming flood of migrants, thousands have ended up dying at sea while trying to reach Europe. Here in the U.S., President Obama met privately on Friday with the families of eight students and one instructor gunned down at a community college last week in the state of Oregon. After the family meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to figure out how to stop things like this from happening.
You know, I've got some very strong feelings about this because when you talk to these families, you're reminded that this could be happening to your child, or your mom, or your dad, or your relative, or your friend.
A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Mr. Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of the victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg. President Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. And thousands of people expected in Washington this weekend for the 20th anniversary of the so-called Million Man March. In 1995, the Nation of Islam called for African American men to come to Washington and pledge to be better husbands, fathers, and leaders in their communities.
That's the latest world news from VOA. my friend. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we'll return to the place they call the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, the site of the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival, to talk to Mark Carey and Will Calhoun, two new voices in jazz. Yes, if any art form is going to move forward, there must be new faces, new voices emerging to keep it moving forward, and that's exactly what we'll investigate as we talk to two great young artists, Will Calhoun and Mark Carey, who I caught up with at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival after their groundbreaking performance. But before we start with our conversations with them and a listening session to their creative music, it's time to remember one of the greats of jazz who just passed away at the age of 83, the great alto saxophone giant, NEA jazz master, Phil Woods. He passed away on the 29th of September. Phil Woods, alto saxophonist supreme, great composer and band leader too, first call session player who worked with the likes of Billy Joel, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, and others in the New York session scene on some of the most famous pop songs of all time, also led some of the greatest jazz bands of all time, mostly in the United States, his home nation, of course, but also in some years that he spent in France. He was known by many folks to be a follower of Charlie Parker, the great giant of the alto sax. But Phil Woods carved out his own place, and this great recipient of the award from the Kennedy Center and NEA Jazz Master status certainly had his own style, as I'll show you right now. Here's Phil Woods with the Bill Charlap Trio, a great example of Phil Woods working with younger artists in jazz to help them along the way and inspire them as he always did, by all accounts. The song is entitled Voyage, and it's from an album titled Voyage, Phil Woods and the Bill Charlap Trio on the Floating Jazz Festival aboard the Queen Elizabeth II. Let's enjoy and remember Phil Woods to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
up with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You have a certain cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them their eyes. You better look out, little brown eyes of your wife. They sparkle, they bubble, gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Ooh, ooh, baby, them their into. You have a certain little cute way of flirting with. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. Overworking them, there's danger lurking in them.
While we remember Phil Woods with the first song of this edition of Jazz America, I thought we might also remember Billie Holiday during the year of her 100th birthday celebration with the great Canadian singer Molly Johnson from her album Because of Billie with Them Their Eyes. Now it's time to return to the Detroit Jazz Festival and have conversation with one of the new young voices in jazz, percussionist Will Calhoun. I have got one of the main features of the 2015 Detroit Jazz Festival and Jazz Today, if I may say so, and I just did say so. Will Calhoun is here with me, the great drummer and musical visionary. Great to see you, my friend.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Now, we're talking to folks all around the world on the Voice of America, and I want to talk a little bit about this performance today. And you started off with Afro Blue, one of the great songs of all time. And that leads me to, and also you played something with a Moroccan influence. So I'd like for you to just give a statement from an American musician to the folks listening around the world on Voice of America. Lots of the folks that listen to me are in Africa, and they're writing me all the time saying, we know that we started this music, and we're so glad you did what you did with it. But anyway, some thoughts from a great American musician to the folks around the world.
Well, first of all, they're right. So that's and I go back as often as possible to research. Yeah, I mean, coming from America, North America, and growing up in New York City and being exposed to jazz and blues and rock, DJ music and hip-hop and country and western and great classical music, you get, if you're a football player, it's like starting the game at the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're halfway across the bridge. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place. But to understand that you're halfway across the bridge, you have to know where the starting point is. Otherwise, you might think you're at the beginning of the bridge. So I go back and research, and being in Mali and Morocco and Guinea, and that's just the west and the north. I haven't been up to over to east yet. The information is quite fantastic. Most of my time I'm spending it is in Mali, because I'm from the Manding culture, and the music is, the drumming is 50,000 years old. And the beats have not changed for weddings and for great harvest and for hunting and for having healthy pregnancies, et cetera, et cetera. And what we don't know is those beats have transformed, I should say parts of those beats have transformed into music that we know as James Brown's music or Miles Davis's music or New Orleans, the secondhand rhythms and these kind of things. Those are our names for that music, but the music is actually coming from much more interesting places. And the best example that I can give you, tangible example, I don't think I know anyone who doesn't like James Brown, or let's just say James Brown's music. And if you listen to what James is doing, and then you listen to any Nigerian cultural festive music, and the rhythm of it, and the rhythm of what James is doing with his horns, and how the drum patterns are played, which is why he often had two drummers play, it's directly passed on from this music. James Brown's music is so infectious is because of where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Those rhythms are for celebration.
from his album Native Lands, exhibiting his connection to the African continent and its musical heritage. That is the song Push from Will Calhoun. And now let's enjoy some music from another great drummer and band leader who just happens to have a birthday on the 11th of October. He is the legendary Art Blakey, who was born on October 11th in 1919. Here's Art Blakey with one of his great editions of The Jazz Messengers, featuring Cedar Walton, Curtis Fuller, Wayne Shorter, and Freddie Hubbard, from the album Buhena's Delight, Buhena being Art Blakey's nickname, of course. Here it is, Art Blakey on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Everybody needs a nickname, don't you think? Well, Art Blakey, the late great drummer, composer, band leader, NEA jazz master, had a nickname, Buhaina, from his album Buhaina's Delight, that is Boo's Delight, a shortened nickname for him, given to him, I'm sure, by many of the adoring musicians that worked with him over the years. Happy birthday to the great Art Blakey, and I've got another jazz birthday to celebrate. A great who was born on the same day as Art Blakey. That's coming up, and more from one of our young artists that we talked to at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Mark Carey. He's on the way, too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. Hello, Jazz America. I listened to your show program earlier today, Sunday, and I'd love for you to send me the link that you talked about to your other radio show program. I also love to know the days and time of your show. Blessings. Solomon Febishara from Accra, Ghana. Well, the link he's talking about is the link on my own personal website, Moja Radio, MOJARADIO. It's my online channel for modern jazz, and I post the Jazz America program there. And if you'd like to have that link, I'll be happy to send it along to you, too, so you can listen to Jazz America anytime you like, the current show anytime during the week. Well, let's get into some music from an artist who was born in Maryland, raised in St. Louis, and moved to Chicago, so he became a major figure in the Midwestern avant-garde and inventive jazz scene over the years. He is the great trumpeter Lester Bowie. He began the Black Artists Group and then became a member of the Chicago-based AACM and a founder of the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and then later various bands of his own, including Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy, his New York Organ Ensemble, and others. A prolific composer, great band leader, who died, unfortunately, at the age of 58 in 1999. What a trumpeter he was, and let's enjoy some of his music right now. As we remember Lester Bowie, born on the 11th of October in 1941, with his song, Nightlife.
quiet torment, hard to be silent. Mile after mile, exhilarating, anticipating, investigating. I can't contain it, and won't restrain it, won't try to tame it, won't take a denial. Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars, follow all the signs and then. Together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, won't you drive my car? Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. In my elation, with a sensation, no relaxation, mile after mile. When I envision the smooth transition through your transmission, I get a smile about to smolder. Time to pull over onto the shoulder. Won't take a denial.
No, no.
Baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can ride beyond the stars. Follow all the signs and then. Together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, you can drive my car. I'll follow all the signs and then. Together we can ride beyond the stars. Anticipating, investigating you for a while, about to smolder. Time to pull over onto the shoulder. Won't take a denial. Stars. Follow all the signs in there. Together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? I'm saying, baby, you can drive my car. Oh baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can travel far. So baby, won't you drive my car? Together we can travel near and far. Together we can ride beyond the stars.
There are many wonderful rhythms in music, and one of the most infectious is samba bossa nova from Brazil, one of the purveyors in the modern world of samba and bossa nova. Is the great pianist, composer, vocalist, Iliana Elias. That's a cut from her latest release, the song entitled Driving Ambition. Russ Davis here, and let's turn now to more conversation with one of the great young voices of modern jazz. We caught up with him after his performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival. He's keyboardist Mark Carey, joining us now here on VOA's Jazz America. I got the master keyboardist Mark Carey in my presence here, smile on his face after a wonderful set filled with great spirit, wonderful playing, cool tunes, lots of variety here at the Detroit Jazz Festival. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Very kind.
All right. There's a room. It's got a Fender Rhodes, and it's got an acoustic piano. You walk in, you want to play keyboards. Which one do you sit down at?
I'm going to check out the piano first and make sure it's in tune.
I mean, if it's in tune, I'll probably play the piano for a while, because I built my technique on the piano. And I'm always, you know, fascinated by an in-tune piano. So that's the first thing I look for. If that's not in tune, I'm going directly to the Rhodes.
And folks, let me tell you, Mark was playing both at the same time and had some other stuff going along on electronically simultaneously. It's a new world.
Yeah, it is. It's great to have a chance to actually work on the things that I've been workshopping at home, you know, and developing for a while. And Will is the kind of musician, you can see his stage rig is very complex. And what I did was built a box that had everything that I wanted in it. It's a travel box. And from that, I could do everything from record to sampling to triggering samples and playing synths and different things like that. And me being a product of the 70s, I grew up here in Fender Rhodes in every context, whether it was featured or just a pad in the back. And I grew up listening to the Arp and the Moog. I mean, those were that's what I had available to me when I came to the music. I didn't come directly to jazz either, so I'm bringing something to the music, and that's my contribution.
Thank you.
the forward-thinking young keyboardists in jazz today, Mark Carey, from his latest release, Roads Ahead, Volume 2, his work on the electric piano, the Fender Rhodes. Now, let's remember another of the greats of jazz history, who was born on the 10th of October in 1915. He's the great trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison, who was a big part of Count Basie's orchestra, but also a leader of his own bands over the years. Here's a taste of some of his fine live performance from the album recorded in Germany in 1986 with a host of great European artists, among them Heinrich Merkens on the keyboards. Here is Harry Sweets Edison with Duke Ellington's Cottontail on Jazz America from VOA 1. Sweets Edison, one of the greats of jazz past. Well, two of the greats of jazz present. Will Calhoun and Mark Carey join us again next hour. Stay tuned to Jazz America.